5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
So I am in New Orleans over the weekend. I was out on Thursday and Friday because I was at a DJ convention, which is almost a parody in itself. That there's a convention for this industry to teach you how to do this is funny to me in itself.
We're trying to be sophisticated.
It's not even that. It's just, either way. It's just a whole bunch of DJs kind of like one-upping each other and yak-yakking at each other.
Do you wear name tags?
Yes.
You do?
You certainly
so
do.
There's like, you know, Slammin' Stevie and yes. Shotgun Sammy.
Absolutely. It is absolutely like that. So I'm out on Bourbon Street on Saturday night, and I went into the weekend with the intention of, look, you know what? Maybe I'll have a couple of beers. Maybe I'll get a little itty-bitty buzz on, but I, you know what? I'm just getting to the point now where I really kind of feel like I'm over it. Like, I'm just over it. And I had those two things happen over the last 6 months, which have really slapped me in the face and have just said, look, dude, it's time. It's time to retire and get out of the drinking industry, okay?
Wow.
I was at Vision months ago for the closing, you know, before they did the renovation.
Is that when you got hit with the beer bottle?
Yeah.
And then you were there for the opening.
Yeah.
And they took you out on a tray?
Well, Stacy, I look like a wounded soldier. I mean, Stacy, literally, my wife carrying me out of Vision. And then I get home, it's 3:30 in the morning, and I'm, you know, I smell like cigarettes, and I can't go to sleep, so I go in the shower, and I end up throwing up on myself in the shower.
So where do you want to give up then? What's
you're just taking
I'm just
a,
like over it.
You're and just taking a look in the mirror from a sober perspective, looking at yourself drunk, going, you know, I'm not sure I like that guy anymore.
Right, and I mean, to be honest with you, like the last couple of times it's happened, I just don't enjoy the feeling of being drunk as much as I used to.
So, that's good.
So I'm just starting to curb it a little bit, and New Orleans is just a really bad place to try on a new attitude of drinking, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you got to put up with a lot. I mean, that's why, you know, at clubs like that or in party places like that, that's why people party, because you got to put up with stuff like long lines and, you know, crappy sugary drinks like New Orleans with all those hand grenades and those, you know, yards of fruity
and not to mention New Orleans just smells like feet.
Smells bad.
It's worse than feet. Feet is the least of your concerns because literally the sewer runs right underneath Bourbon Street and it rains every day. They have the same thunderstorm problem there that we have here. And when the street dries up and it gets humid again, it smells like you are in a prostate. I mean, it's awful, dude.
It's a great town to go to if you're ready to throw down and party.
I had my bachelor party there, and I had a blast. That was years ago. But, you know, I'm just slowing it down now. So as happens when you're slowing down, you're drinking, and you're with a whole bunch of people that are drinking. Mm-hmm. And I've been this guy, too. I'm guilty of beer pressure. Like, if you're drinking a lot and the guy with you isn't, you feel like you have to find out why or start to get him drunk. So I run into a guy from Boston who's uncomfortable with my non-drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him why. I told him about the Vision nights, you know, the throwing up on myself in the shower. And the bottle to the head. And he goes, oh, you know, I went through a time like that also. I was visiting my family who just had a newborn in Boston. And the baby at this point was all of about, I don't know, 4 or 5 months old. Well, they get a sitter for the night, and he and the father of the baby and the mom all go out, and they go and they get their drink on. And they all come home, and it's like 2:30 or 3 in the morning, and this Boston DJ is like, I just want to take a look at the baby one more time before I go to sleep. I just want to take a look at your cute baby one more time before I go to sleep. So he goes into the baby's room and is looking at the baby and is so drunk that he ends up throwing up in the crib.
Oh. No. Yeah. No, he did not.
Throws up in the crib. And
are the parents standing there with him while he does it?
And mortified. Obviously mortified. Yeah, they're there because they're all checking out the baby. And there are just times where you just want to take a look at the baby one last time because he's so cute. Yeah, he throws up in the crib and obviously panic. Everybody starts to panic after that. So that was his, look, I'm going to curb my drinking moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. So we want to know for you guys, what is the straw that broke the camel's back with your drinking? Hey, John.
No, I started drinking real young, and I've had my girlfriend, who is now my wife, for several years. But one night we were over at some friend's house out in Tucker, and I actually got real drunk for her for the first time ever because she'd never seen me drunk, and I did, and I told her best friend that I loved her to my girlfriend's face.
Oh, no, dude.
Yeah, I looked at my girlfriend and said, I love Karina, and I got in a lot of trouble for that.
Oh, of course. Oh, my God.
Well, she's going to be all sensitive about it and stuff. You didn't need her anyway.
I mean, I had about 22 Jaeger bombs at this point.
22?
Yeah, you know, it's just like a shot of Jaeger and a shot of, like, Red Bull or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be dead.
Where did that comment come from?
Do what now?
Where did the comment come from? I'm like, you focused on a friend. Where did the comment come from? Like, had you thought about that friend before?
No, not really. I just went into her friend's bedroom. She was in there with her boyfriend, and it kind of just accidentally slipped out. I have no idea. I was just...
There's some truths that come out when you're drunk, though.
You don't know what's buried deep.
That's a whole different topic right there.
I told these guys that last time, you know, when I threw up on myself in the shower, as I was crawling into bed, I start spewing out all this really dark stuff going on in my mind about being a father and my dad, and I didn't even remember saying anything about it, and I woke up the next morning, and my wife Stacy's like, I really think you need to go see somebody about some of the things that you said last night. You never know what's buried inside there until it's after.
Alcohol doesn't create it. It just found it.
Yeah, it's buried. Hey, Mary, you're on all the hits Q100. Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, I have to preface my story with this. I'm 5'2", about 130 pounds. Alcohol tolerance when I was 21 was like one wine cooler. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey! It's bad. Okay, so we go out for a night of drinking, and I have maybe 4 or 5 drinks at the club. Mm-hmm. We end up going to a friend's house. I make a tray of Jello shooters and do them all by myself, like 2 cups of vodka. Mm-hmm. And then we were chugging beers and taking shots and playing strip poker. I ended up probably having 17 Smirnoff Ice and maybe like 7 shots of peach.
And you're 5'2"?
And I'm 5'2", about 130
people
pounds.
Should be dead, man.
I know. And so we're in a 1-bedroom, 1-bath apartment. So I hear somebody start to throw up, and that's it for me. I run to the bathroom, and I'm told that I hog the toilet for 9 hours. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't let anybody go to the bathroom. I wouldn't let anybody else throw up. So I wake up in the morning. I'm naked. I'm covered in a towel. There's a used condom on the counter, and my boyfriend's asleep behind me. After that, for next 2 days, I don't remember a thing.
At least there's your boyfriend
in
the bathroom. I said, at least there's your boyfriend in the bathroom with you.
That's a wake-up moment, though. That's a wake-up moment right there, man. I have known guys that have decided they, in the fraternity, I mean, when you're like at the height of your drinking, that have done like the group throw-up thing in the same toilet that stopped drinking after about, after that for a couple of months. But back then, you bounce back from it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Morning, Shannon. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
I, of course, stopped drinking and started drinking again after this incident, but my friends and I decided, for some odd reason, to, after drinking a bottle of Southern Comfort, bring Burger King French fries to the mayor of San Diego's house, at which point I delivered the French fries in the form of vomit in his front yard.
You threw up in the mayor's front yard.
Yes, it was Roger Hedgecock, if that tells you how long ago this was.
Roger Hedgecock was the mayor back in like the mid-80s in San Diego.
Yeah. Now, see, that story changes depending on how old she is. If she's 21, it's funny. If she's 41, it's pathetic.
Not so funny, right? Audrey, you're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Okay, well, this was 2 weeks ago, and I was at my best friend's wedding. I was the maid of honor, and this was in Macon. It was a huge wedding, about 500 people at the reception. And the wedding got over about 2 o'clock, so the wedding party decided to go drinking at the bar across the street. And it was all good. Then we come back to the reception, start doing shots, and by 7 o'clock, I am completely trashed. So I was sitting there, I was smoking a cigarette, and all of a sudden, I had to throw up. And I'm in the middle of the bar. It was a huge open area, and I puked everywhere. And it wasn't just puke, it was projectile vomiting. And it went all over everybody, all over the bar.
Exorcist-like.
Exactly.
Head spinning.
So horrible. I mean, I was in the bathroom. I couldn't give my speech. I was in the bathroom all night.
So this is your best friend that was getting married?
Yes, and I was the maid of honor.
Oh no.
I mean, family was there. Girl for 13 years. So I know her whole family.
How long did you stop drinking after that?
Well, it's been 2 weeks and I haven't drank. So
it's been 2 weeks.
We're gonna see how we can do it.
She said it was 2 weeks ago. Man. We'll see how you do.
Yeah, we'll see how next weekend goes. You know how it is.
All right, thank you. Talk about stealing the spotlight out of the way, man. Good morning, Shay. You'll be the last call. What's going on?
Good morning, you guys. How are y'all doing today?
Good. Thank you.
I'm so excited. I've never actually gotten through to you guys.
And now you get through to tell an embarrassing story. Perfect.
Yes. Well, this actually happened about 5 or 6 years ago. I was in college, and we decided to go get some tequila and take tequila shots. So, you know, I'm drinking my shots. I'm drunk as a skunk by this time, and I had to get carried to my bed. And I wake up, and I get out of the bed, and I see a dump of doo-doo on the side of my bed. And I look down, I'm like, what's going on? I have it all in my sheets and my feet.
Oh no.
And obviously I've mistaken the pail for that was laying beside my bed for the bathroom, and I take that dump.
No.
I was so happy nobody else was in the house because I was in the dorm. And I had it everywhere.
Oh,
no.
Everywhere. God.
How long was it before you had your next drink?
Oh, it was weeks. I would not. And to this day, I do not touch Cuervo Gold tequila. I would not touch it.
Yeah, you pooping on yourself in the house. That's a pretty good indication. Maybe you need to look at what's going on.
Oh, you're squishing poo between your toes and your sheets.
Again, 6 months, cute. You know, 36, pathetic.
Yeah. Shay, you can't hide sexy. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.